Yeah!
Oh, God.
Well.
I just like doing that.
I guess we have to talk about the 2000s now.
That's a new title of this podcast. I guess we have to talk about something.
Oh, what a chore.
It just gets progressively longer.
We have returned, Catherine.
Yep, we're back.
We took a break. We took a sabbatical. And now we have returned. Since we got lazy and don't want to research anything, we're going to play a game. And we brought people with us. Just a few people. All the way from nowhere, Canada, we have Hannah.
Hi. Thanks.
All the way from a shitty town in New Jersey, Kyle.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
And from the podcast, it's 2 a.m., it's 2:30 a.m., and it's 3 a.m., Chad.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Chad doesn't fucking sleep.
God. I just like doing battles.
I fucking hate you. We're gonna do a music quiz of all 2000s stuff. And
Hannah just groans silently in the background.
Because all Hannah knows is emo music.
So?
If it was never on a Hot Topic CD playlist, she does not know it.
I think you mean their t-shirts, but okay.
Excuse me. So
what the words were on the t-shirt?
Yeah, like the bands on the t-shirt.
We have five rounds of questions and fun things. The first round is 20 questions, and each question is worth 10 points. So,
yikes.
If you get the answer wrong, someone else can steal it.
Okay.
You don't lose points the first four rounds. In the final round, you will lose points.
Do we have to answer it like Jeopardy?
No.
Like, what is?
No, no. It's not in the form of a question. But I will be saying the question.
Is the next question, what can is? I? Yeah.
You can if you want. You don't
what
get bonus points. Who are the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, just a quick recap. Who are
now,
they?
What is
a Foo Fighter? To do an entire episode of the Foo Fighters.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No, that was my question. I want to know, what is a Foo Fighter?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
Are they fighting the Foo? Are they using the Foo to fight?
I don't know. I was watching TV and earlier today, and somebody said they were a Foo Fighter in it, and I was like, does that mean they're...
What does that mean?
What's that?
I don't know.
Like,
I think they're...
Mediocre,
like,
music?
I think that just means they're like a renegade fighting against like their government or something. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so if you have your sound noises, so, you know.
Our sound noises.
You have a quack? Is yours a quack?
Yeah.
Are you seeing
Jesus Christ.
Are you seeing alone? Seeing the Apple tone.
Wow. Couldn't find an app.
No, none of them would work.
You're poor.
I know.
Alright, so are you
Do
guys
Do you even have AirPods?
Are you guys ready?
I am so ready.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I guess.
So the first question, finish this Beyonce lyric. Tennis shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, blank.
I figured.
Shame.
Yeah, Chad.
If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress.
I didn't have to read the choices.
Oh man,
there were choices.
There are choices.
You gotta be looking so crazy right now. Crazy All right. love.
So just to be fair, I will read the choices, then you can...
Yeah, Chad.
I didn't need
them. Chad loses points for
that. The minute I saw Beyonce, I'm like, Chad's got this. So finish this line by Eminem. Step by step, heart to heart, left, right, left, we all fall down like toy soldiers, bit by bit, blank apart, we never win, but the battle wages on for toy soldiers. It's either one torn, two snapped, three yanked, four pulled.
What?
What's the lyric?
What? Where was the blank?
It's bit by bit, blank middle. Apart. So it's either...
What are the options?
Torn. Kyle.
Pulled.
Wrong.
Fuck.
Torn.
Torn is correct.
Shit! What?
Natalie Imbruglia, torn.
Keep score.
Oh, yeah.
Chat us, you're right.
I forgot what my job was.
I have two. I'm all out of faith. Use emojis.
So
yeah, you said emoji points system.
And it's 10 points each?
Yeah, yeah, these questions.
This round.
All right, so this is a who am I question. I am a famously a pop punk princess. I released my first album. Let me finish.
I know what it is.
Just shut up. Let me finish.
I know.
Oh, God. I don't think I can get through it without actually. It's so obvious. All right, Chad.
It's Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And it's a fucking... Like, the whole thing gave it away. Like, it's... I found my skater boy in some pretty much front man.
Is there a Canadian joke in there?
Yeah, see, that's why we stopped you. We were
it's
like,
so
oh, I know.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I mean, pop-up princess yeah. alone was...
Who else?
Oh, this is a
well,
pretty
Hayley
good
Hayley Williams,
one.
But I mean...
What
yes,
is... What
it's
was,
actually just...
Here's a really good question. What was the name of Death Cab for Cutie's best-selling album in 2003?
Oh, shame. Fuck. Shame.
Transatlanticism.
I hate you so much.
Was it really?
It is. Jesus Christ.
It's like one of the. It's like
the.
Right.
Is that the one with the red blush?
You guys.
It's the one with the crow on it. And it has like the red.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Do better, white people.
I only know covers.
Honestly. Who?
She knows it, though.
Who needed an umbrella in 2007? Hannah.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
I got one. So excited.
I feel like there's a delay on my sound.
Maybe you should just turn it up.
All right.
I did.
It's all the way up.
Okay.
Like the people.
This
care.
Is a pretty good one. So don't buzz in until after I read the options.
Okay.
What? Just to be fair, what was the name of the boy band who lost out to Girls Aloud on Pop Stars The Rivals? One Direction and One True Voice, One Voice Now. Chad.
One Voice Now?
Wrong.
One Direction?
Wrong.
Sure. One True Voice.
There was only one
True Voice.
Points by default.
Winning by default is still winning.
Pity points.
Who sang the 2003 hit We Used to Be Friends, made famous by the Veronica Mars soundtrack? The Dandy Warhols, Cold War Kids, or James Morrison?
Shame.
Chad.
Wait, what were the options again?
The Dandy Warhols, Cold War Kids, or James Morrison.
What was the song called?
We Used to Be Friends.
Was it the Dandy
no,
Warhols?
No, he doesn't get to answer now.
Was it the Dandy Warhols?
Yeah.
Damn it!
That was literally
gotta
just
be quicker,
Looney.
No, right. You rang and then asked the question.
Yeah.
Who sang, which band sings the song Barbie Girl? Aqua, Eurythmics.
Anna.
Aqua is correct.
Boom.
God. How many questions are
I mean,
there?
How do people not know that?
I know.
There are children walking around right now who don't know that. I should go shout it out the window.
Hey!
Have
here
you
we
heard
go with
you kids! Have you heard the good word of Aqua?
Agua?
I'm a Barbie girl. Just blast it as a driver. And then silence.
This is pretty on brand with this podcast. Which of the following songs was a hit for Sheryl Crow in 2002?
God.
Rainy Days, Hands Clean, Soak Up the Sun, We Are All Made of Stars.
Chad didn't...
I...
Soak Up the Sun.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's why I knew it.
I didn't know she sang that. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sheryl Crow sings a lot of great classics.
You have no idea how deep that crow goes.
How deep
it's
crow
always,
goes.
It's always a song for me to the late 90s. It's always a song for me to the late
remember
90s or the early 1000s. And you're like, I remember that from a soundtrack.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
or whatever that time on the
Queen
radio,
of soundtracks.
Yeah.
Don't buzz in until I'm done.
Fine.
What pop icon covered Don McLean's classic song American Pie for the soundtrack to her film The Next Best Thing? Pink, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, or Leanne Rimes?
Alright.
Is it Leanne Rimes?
No.
Because that would be really funny. I just wanted it to
that'd
be
hilarious.
True.
Wait, read the
it was
options
either Pink,
again.
Madonna, or Christina Aguilera. Looney.
Christina Aguilera?
Wrong.
Madonna?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, Christina Aguilera's only been in like one movie.
I cannot see her doing that fucking song.
Kyle's catching up.
It wasn't burlesque.
At the grand score of 20.
Yes.
Is he catching up? What is the score
to me.
Right now?
Hannah also has 20 and you have 60.
Oh, okay.
Can we pool points?
We just team up against Chad.
No. All right. This is a good one. Which pop group released the single Bring It All Back in 2002? S-Club Juniors, O-Town, NSYNC, S-Club 7. Chad.
Shame.
Wait, what was it called again?
Oh my god!
I just said it!
No, I was just trying to remember what it was.
S-Club, it's called Bring It All Back.
Is it O-Town?
Wrong.
Oh, that was my guess.
Choice. What are the choices?
So it's S Club Juniors, NSYNC, or S Club 7.
S Club 7.
You're right.
Who the fuck is S Club Junior?
I don't know. I think S Club Junior was like a kid version of S Club 7.
Like Kids Bop, but yeah. You know.
Before
do you know
bridge.
That I was literally listening to Kid? Wait, well, I think it was like last week.
Don't admit that you were listening.
Yeah, don't. Why would you do that?
What was really funny because I was just like, hey, let's do this. And we just went through a bunch of YouTube videos.
Terrifying.
Well, I was wondering.
Do better.
Well, it seems like they're like the fucking Barney kids or like Disney children. It's like it's a goal to become one of them, and then
really?
Like people. And then,
who didn't want to be on Kids Bop?
And then they become like a group, and then
yeah.
me.
Some of them go away and whatnot.
Who was it again? Who started on Kids Bop? We've talked about this before.
Zendaya started on Kids Bop.
Really?
Yeah, Sean Kingston was on Kids Bop too.
Yeah, see, so Kids Bop lore is funny.
Yeah,
that is the
music videos. Are
go check out our Kids Bop episode.
Oh, it was honestly watching those videos. It was quite a time.
It's horrific,
terrifying.
I mean,
it's
I laughed horrific. For a good 10 minutes. It was
so honestly, you're gonna need to be quick on the trigger for this shit. What ring?
Are we waiting until the end?
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Just let me say the thing. What brings all the boys to Kelly's yard? Chad.
Milkshake.
Question.
I just heard you say all the boys, and I'm like, oh.
All the boys pop. All right. Oh No was an album by which band in 2005? Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, Panda Bear, OK Go, Bonnie Bear.
Shame.
The Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Wrong. Lenny.
Was it OK Go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
It was OK Go. It was
Oh No.
Oh.
Never
mind. I got
it's all right, Chad.
It's fine. Everybody
this
makes
will be great.
Mistakes.
Will it?
I also say you should be quick on this. What popular song by Shakira hit number one spot?
Hips. Don't lie. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the title?
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay,
look
cool.
at that. Uncertain, but so certain.
I'm like, are you just going to stop at hips?
So that song was number one in 50 different countries.
Wow.
Damn. Go
Shakira.
And then
yes,
she became
girl.
Known as the hip bitch.
The hip bitch.
Yeah. She still is.
Yeah.
With still the hip bitch.
Super no, I love that she's being, like, she's being indicted.
Oh, this would be great.
In Spain. For what? Her IRA. Like,
yeah, taxes.
Tax evasion?
It's really funny. I'm amazing. Just like, but did her hips lie, though? No. So I think
still
you guys
goes
should.
To jail.
I think you guys should
lie.
I think you guys should
live. It's like a motion of her
like,
hips.
You know, her lawyer just goes up, and like the first thing they say is like, their entire argument is just,
Your
well,
Honor.
Her hips did not lie.
Your Honor.
Do not lie. And like that, and that
the hips
my,
don't lie.
My case rests.
So, question 14. So, why can't I turn off the radio? Is a line from which song? So Sick by Neo. Yes.
That Neo song. So Sick, a love song.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Neo song.
That Neo song. Oh, let me count. What,
hey, what Neo has like a certain amount of like bops. In
he does, he does.
Yeah. Everyone knows those classics. Mm-hmm. Like I watched the Taylor Swift Reputation tour
thing really?
On Netflix last night. God. Yeah, and I was just like, wow, this is such a fun time.
That's what I've heard, but I don't want to sit down and watch Taylor Swift
yeah.
for 2 hours.
Yeah, so you
yeah.
think that, and then
two
you
hours?
Do it. Honestly, it goes by for a while, and you're just like, oh, this has to be close to the end, and you're just like, oh my god, there's
it's
an hour left.
Going.
And then you just keep going, and you're like, I'm still having a fun time, though.
Can you watch it at double speed?
I'm sure you can, but...
All right, I'll figure it out. Yeah. there's
right,
no way she
that.
Gets 2 hours at right. a time.
So these are lyrics. When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I'd never been on my own that way. Is a line from which song by which musician? The Zutons, Amy Winehouse, Cheryl Cole, or Lily Allen? Chad.
Shame.
Is it Lily Allen?
Yeah.
I was going to say Cheryl Cole for a second. I was just like, no, that's not right.
17. Estelle's song, American Boy, featured which rapper? Akon?
Kanye West.
You're correct.
I didn't even get a chance to put down my coffee.
God damn it, Chad. Just fucking wait. Just fucking wait. I get it. All right. I think this is 18. Miley Cyrus's brother, Trace, had a hit song, Shake It, in 2000.
Metro Station!
Pathetic.
I got it.
What the fuck?
Hey, you have to get the point to where you can.
I know. I mean, she shook it in Catherine's face. Like,
I was determined. Oh, my God.
We're all just competing to be the next correspondent on the show.
Yeah, really. Is
we're
that
all
what
just
we
like,
get if we win? Or if we lose?
If we win, do we get to replace Jason?
You're doing a
Is there like a final boss fight?
Yeah, you have to physically fight me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can guarantee you, I will never do research, Jason.
So, don't buzz in until I'm done reading all everything. Shame. But just be quicker than you think. Finish the line from this Good Charlotte song. Girls don't like boys. Girls like... Number...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Wine and honey, cars and money, makeup and Barbies, or cars and babies.
Dicks!
Cars and money.
Cars and money.
Fuck yeah.
It's not
final,
dicks.
Final question of the round.
What is this worth? What is this?
No, this is like normal, but like the next round will be worth more.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. We're screwed.
Who had hits with I'm gonna finish this and then you buzz it?
Okay.
Chad's gonna be way too quick for this shit. Who had hits with I'm Real, Play, and I'm Gonna Be Alright?
He didn't get to the end!
No.
You gotta give him the option.
You have to wait. Jennifer Lopez, Dido, Mariah Carey, or Nelly Furtado? Chad.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. That concludes our first round. We're in the scores, Catherine!
Well, right now, Hannah is sitting at an even 60, Chad is at 110, and Kyle is at 30.
I'm sweating.
The goal here isn't to win, it's just to beat Kyle.
So,
All right.
Low bar.
So this next round is 15 questions, and they're each 100 points.
Holy fuck.
All right.
And the last question in this round is a double.
Wait.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
Daily Double.
The Daily
Double. 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is the time to get back at Chad.
I'm going to find the Daily Double.
And the cardigan comes
yes.
off. Kyle's getting serious.
I think you should calm down. If you didn't know them in the first round, I don't think you're going to know them now.
Oh, come on.
All right. You guys ready?
I guess.
Sick. Who sings... Oh, God. Who sings, I'm going to finish and then you answer. Who sings Splash Waterfalls? 50 Cent, Ludacris, Nelly, or Akon?
50 Cent?
Wrong.
Oh. Sorry.
Hannah?
Akon?
Wrong.
Sure.
Nelly?
Wrong, it's Ludacris.
Yeah,
no one gets those points.
Garbage. Like, a lot of those people just blur together. Nelly and Akon are the same person to me.
They are not.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point in time, they kind of all seem like the same person.
Who found the sound of the underground in 2002? Girls Aloud, Bewitched, or the Cheeky Girls?
Wait, what? Repeat?
Who found the sound of the underground in 2002? Girls Aloud, Bewitched, the Cheeky Girls, Chad.
Is it Girls Aloud?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm for default points
Zan's
here.
Well, I'm like, I'm familiar with Girls Aloud, but I'm also just like,
would you
describe
them as?
I'm gonna finish this fucking question.
Wait, like all the way through?
All the way through, and I promise you, be quick. I shot to the fame with my unique sound and very eccentric style. My collaboration with Beyonce left me speechless, but I had to keep my poker face to remain relevant.
Wait, you didn't get through the whole thing!
No, that was it!
There's no multiple
there's no
choice?
Option.
No, there's no, it's a who am I.
Well, that would have been important to know.
Sorry.
I mean, it's very obvious, it's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chad gets
you ho.
I'm sorry. Alright, so this is multiple choice.
Okay.
This is lyrics. Poor old Johnny Ray is sounded sad upon the radio is a quote from which song? Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol, Come On Eileen, Rocks and Daggers by Noah and the Whale, Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies.
Shame.
Chad.
Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol.
Wrong.
Come On Eileen?
Yes.
Ah!
That's not thousands, that's 80s. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, what is
it? Hey, man, I didn't...
That's a lie.
Just to be clear, this game was bought by Hannah.
Well, whoever threw that...
Why isn't Hannah winning?
I know.
I didn't look at it.
Well, whoever did that question is a piece of shit.
All right, I'm going to read this through all the options.
Is there a multiple choice?
It is multiple choice. Okay. It is just a question. I'm going to read all through, then you hit as fast as you can, I promise you. Which of these early 2000s performers is not Canadian? Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, Nickelback, Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, you're right.
Good job, Kyle.
I swear I was first.
No, I like heard a bell and then I heard that thing and I was like...
Wait, which?
I feel like the shame doesn't pierce hard enough.
Yeah, see, now I need to go find different sounds.
All right. Are you going to look for a new sound?
I got it. It's fine. Okay. Well.
All right.
That's it. That's Balls! My sound.
All right. I'm going to read through this question.
Is there a multiple choice?
There is multiple choice.
All right.
But I promise you, it'll
Hannah
just be
Hannah has trust
very
issues
quick.
Now because, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to read all the options.
Okay.
Then you answer. Jay-Z teamed up with what singer to record the song Empire State of Mind? Carrie Hilson, Alicia Keys, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Alicia Keys.
There you go.
Mine was too slow!
All right, this is a Who Am I? And I'm going to finish the question, so you have to guess.
No multiple choice.
No multiple choice.
Okay.
You have to guess who it is. Who am I? My confession is that I am one of the best-selling musicians of the decade. Strep Throat canceled my Broadway debut in Chicago in 2006. But I'm still a superstar famous for finding love in the club. Who am I?
Oh. I know the song.
Trick question. Nobody finds love in the club.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Wait, hold on.
I can't think of...
Wait, are they making love in the club? Or are they finding love in the club?
They
found
love
in the song?
No.
I know the song, but I don't know who's singing.
Wait, I think it... is it Usher?
Yeah. Oh. The thing that gave it away is Confessions.
Oh, okay. Confessions. Well,
I don't know his song.
You didn't do the proper inflection.
I'm sorry.
You did not do the proper inflection.
Sorry! Too bad. Well, you got it right, so shut
No,
up.
I just tried to remember
yeah,
who
really?
Sang. Like, I could hear who was singing the song in my head. I'm like...
All right, this is a lyric, so there's multiple choice. So I'm going to read the whole thing, just to make it fair.
Oh, boy.
Finish the line by The Killers. I'm coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down. I'm going to read the whole thing. One, because I want it all. Two, because I've got it all. Because I like it all, or because I need it all.
Because I want it all.
Yeah. She was just doing it through the question.
I knew I had to wait to answer at least.
Oh, this is a good one.
Just the look on all of your faces as soon as you start reading the lyrics, we're like, my time is come.
The minute I said I'm coming out of my cage.
Like, that's the most alive Kyle has looked this entire game.
That look of trigger that Kyle had was so funny.
The Killers, you say?
What? So this is multiple choice. Which band were the young and hopeless in 2009? Blink-182, Sum 41, Good Charlotte, or Simple Plan? Chad.
Is it Sum 41?
Wrong.
Wait, read the question again.
Is it Simple Plan?
Wrong.
Damn.
Read the question again.
So, which band were the Young and Hopeless in 2009? Blink-182 or Good Charlotte? Yeah.
Good Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
All
yeah.
those bands are the same to me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
Are you trying to tell me that Addicted isn't by Good Charlotte?
All right, so
Scotty
this is the lyrics.
No, by Good Charlotte.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Not Simple Plan.
Good Charlotte did the Scooby-Doo thing, Tom?
Yeah, come on.
Sum 41 sang Crazy in Love.
What?
What?
Okay,
now
all right, so ridiculous. This is lyrics. It's multiple choice. So I'm going to read all the choices. Okay. Finish the line by The Strokes. I say the right things, but act the wrong way. I like it right here, but blank. I will not stay. I don't want to stay. I don't know how to say I cannot stay.
I don't want to stay?
Wrong.
Read the lyric again.
If you could. I say the right things, well, Chad.
I want it that way.
Wrong. Fuck you. I say the right things, but act the wrong way. I like it right here, but I will not stay. I don't want to stay. I don't know how to stay.
Chiz on my face. Sorry.
Yes. I will not stay.
Wrong. It's I cannot stay.
Whatever.
I can't even understand the Strokes lyrics. Like,
yeah, really. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
They're barely words.
So who this are the Strokes?
This is Who Am I, so there's no choice. You just have to know. So I'm going to read it and then you answer.
Okay.
I'm one of the best-selling rappers of all time, but I had a rocky start in life. My phenomenal career has taken me off the streets of New York City, leaving me with an empire state of mind. Stop doing that. But frequently, it is my personal life that draws more interest, which has given me 99 problems. Who am I? Chad.
Jay-Z.
You can't do that.
Right. I think there should be a penalty.
All right. I'm gonna... There's multiple choice. And I'm gonna read it all.
Okay.
Sorry, because I was suspense. Just like, should I just let them jump in? Because it's so easy. Which band were Yellow in 2000? 30 Seconds to Mars, Coldplay, Interpol, or Florence and the Machine? Kyle.
Coldplay.
What?
I was way ahead of you.
Nuh-uh.
Murders everybody.
Plain white tees.
This is a very weird question.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone's trigger happy.
Okay, this is me.
Yeah, really?
All right. I'm going to... It's multiple
what
choice.
What if I've got my own?
Just to ruin everything.
Like, I'm not Catherine? Even answering anything. I'm just making noise.
Boy. Catherine.
Distraction.
The 2003 fast food song was by which band? The Fast Food Rockers, the Cheeky Girls, the Venga Boys, or S Club 7? Chad.
The Venga Boys.
Wrong. Kyle.
The Cheeky Girls.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Yes.
S Club 7?
Wrong. It's by a band called the Fast Food Rockers.
What?
The song,
do we know them?
The song is Ketchup, isn't it?
No. That's a whole... No, it's another
okay,
song.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of the Ketchup
yeah,
song.
Yeah, you're thinking
there
of Ketchup.
There is multiple Fast Food songs.
Apparently.
We beefing? Are we beefing?
Are we...
Fuck you.
1-800, are you slapping?
This is multiple choice. It's so bad.
Are you going to read all of
them? I'm going to read all of them and then you answer, okay. So be quick. Don't do the, like, ringing through the whole thing. Who wanted to be in Beverly Hills in 2005? Newfound Glory, Weezer, Bowling for Soup, The Verve. Kyle.
Weezer.
You're correct.
Nice.
So this last question of this round is worth 200... is worth 200 points.
Daily double. This,
whoever, like, this could change the standings.
Yeah, this could change.
This could change your life.
Yeah, because
this
right...
This could Iggy Azalea change your life.
Oh,
we'll do the scores after this, but if you get it right, it's going to be wild.
I can't wait for all these Third Eye Blind questions.
Sweet Dreams, My LAX was first solo effort by which former S Club 7 member? Bradley McIntosh, Rachel Stevens, Joe O'Mara... Or Hannah Spirit? Chad.
Is it Rachel Stevens?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I guess.
It's no surprise.
I fucking guess.
So, nothing has changed in the standings.
What if you had got it right?
Actually,
it would have fucked everything
actually,
up.
That's a lie. Kyle did hop in front of Hannah.
Yes, you did.
So, right now, we
Kyle's
have Chad leading with we have Chad leading with 610 points.
Woo!
Followed by Kyle with 430 points and Hannah at 360.
Anybody's game.
It
anybody's
is.
Game.
Like I said, the goal is just to be
especially if you up it to like 1,000.
Oh, we're going to get there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, how many questions?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, wait.
I'm kidding. We're not going to get there.
I lied. Chad is at 710 because I didn't 200. Add 200.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Woo! I can do math.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention to what's going on.
Where are all the Spin Doctors questions?
Come on.
Exactly where the Spin Doctors are now. In the garbage.
Cool. All right, so this will be the same thing as the last round, but the last three questions are 200 points.
Are you stressed out?
And the last question is just...
So,
what are the
yeah,
lyrics
so
to Two Friends?
There are another 15 questions. It's another 15 questions, but the last three... questions are 200 points.
So we're still at 100 each.
Yeah, we're still at 100 each.
Okay, great. Cool.
So let's start. I'm going to read the whole thing.
I can't wait to win Jeopardy Junior.
Okay. So to be very quick. Who didn't want to go to rehab in 2006?
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Janet Jackson, Pink, Selena Gomez, or Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse.
Pink.
Pink.
Okay. Demi Lovato.
Well, that is true.
I'm right.
Sad. All
right. So this is a lyric with multiple choice.
Okay.
In which song does Pink sing, sending out a message to all of my friends? There you go. Don't let me get me. Get the party started or just like a pill. Kyle.
Get the party started.
You are correct.
Wait, was that not multiple choice?
Yeah, it was.
He read all of the
answers. Oh, he did?
I said multiple choice.
I thought that was the lyric. I was like, what?
No. I know the long lyric.
I know that all the Pink songs just sound like a lyric to a Pink song.
Yes. Yes.
So, this is a Who Am I? There's no multiple choice. So you buzz in when I finish. I used to be in the army, which was like going back to bedlam, but music was my real calling. I was discovered in 2004 by some wise men, which led to numerous Grammy nominations. These days, I am famous for my beautiful Twitter comebacks. Who am I?
That's so vague.
I feel like this is another one of those questions where you can do the proper inflection.
There's so many hints.
Like,
there's probably hints in there.
There were italics that you just read right through.
All right, so, which was like going back to bedlam. And I was discovered in 2004 by some wise men, but these days I'm famous for my beautiful Twitter comebacks.
Okay, so it's a singular artist?
It is a singular artist. It's a Who Am I, Chad.
It's Mariah Carey?
No.
Sean Kingston?
No.
I know, I also thought
Sean Kingston.
Who's in the army?
I don't know.
Yeah, y'all remember Mariah Carey was in the army?
Mariah Carey was in Delta Force.
SWAT.
Who the hell was in the army?
Just guess something.
No one fucking
You would guess. Know this if I tell you. You
Now it's going to be embarrassing.
It's embarrassing if you don't know.
It's going to be a really annoying answer, isn't
it? It's going to be very annoying.
It's going to be some bullshit.
Beautiful.
It's going to be another one of those questions where it's like someone from the 60s.
James Blunt?
You're correct.
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck
That's
him.
That's amazing.
James
You're
Blunt.
Beautiful.
He was in the army.
I had no idea.
He was, yeah.
I had no idea he was discovered in 2004.
And then undiscovered.
He'd been around for probably fell off the face of the planet.
It shows
Where's the Daniel Powder question?
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
All right, this is multiple choice, but be ready, because it's very
easy. So are we waiting until you read through?
I'm gonna read through every choice.
Oh, okay.
And then you be as quick as you can. Which band had hits with Quit Playing Games With My Heart, Larger Than Life, and Drowning? Backstreet Boys.
He has to read through it!
Don't do that, you shithole. Backstreet Boys, Boyzone, or Westlife?
The Backstreet Boys.
Back, fuck you. It's just farting noises into the mic.
Well, I needed a distinctive thing that set me apart from it.
All right. This is Who Am I? And I will read through.
No multiple choice. All right.
One singular person. I am the queen of pop and desperately seeking Susan. I'm no stranger to controversy. Famously had my music video banned by MTV. Who I upset further after a close moment with Britney Spears in 2003. It's been said that of my 15 minutes of fame, I am 4 minutes in. Who am I? Kyle.
Madonna.
There you go.
Fuck you, bitch. This is annoying. If this were Jeopardy, I could have just buzzed in.
For those who don't know, Kyle is doing... Oh my God. Kyle is doing gun shoot noises.
I'm the fastest gun in this side of something.
This Jersey. Fastest gun in Jersey?
Yeah. Move over,
all right,
Bruce Springsteen.
So this is multiple choice. Who hates to say I told you so? The Hives, Foo Fighters, or Linkin Park? Chad.
Is it Linkin Park?
No.
Hives.
The Hives? Do you like The Hives?
I did at one point.
I was like,
you've reached it.
I saw it and I was like, this is a Kyle question.
Yeah, you can all follow
all
my
the
garage.
I knew were the fucking points that were worth nothing almost.
Yeah.
I racked
up
points on like the dumbest.
You wasted your brain breaks. Power on the first round.
No, I just knew all of that shit, you bastard.
No, that first round was like the tiebreaker.
Oh,
but
true.
It's basically a tiebreaker. Right. So, like, if everyone ties,
this is
going to
be great,
win.
Guys. I cannot wait till the fourth round. So, This is a Who Am I? One singular artist. Buzz in after I say Who Am I? I began my career in the Mickey Mouse Club, but penning the breakup anthem about my love, America's darling Britney Spears, was my breakthrough. Since then, I've been bringing sexy back, as well as acting and performing. Who am I? Kyle?
Justin Timberlake?
God damn
it. I'm so mad right now. Like, I knew this, like, as soon as you started. And yeah. Like,
this is a comeback
kidding.
I didn't see coming. I don't think anyone.
All right. This is another Who Am I? And be, after I read Who Am I, well, whatever. I left a successful girl band to pursue my solo career. And on the set of my first music video, I fell crazy in love. These days, I am the ultimate queen bee, and Bonnie to my rapper. Husband Clyde, what is my real name? Chad.
Beyonce, no. Beyonce Giselle, no. You Carter. Said real name.
Yeah, that also gave me pause, because I was like, wait.
Is it not Beyonce?
Well, no, I was like, do I know
in
Beyonce?
In the card, it's just her name, but he gave me the full name.
Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter. That is her full
That's
name.
That's where
now.
We're at. Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome.
You do not get bonus points.
Bonus point. Her and Jay-Z's song is Yellow by Coldplay, which was a former question.
Aww.
No.
Cute. Gross. Yeah. Who makes that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, seriously.
Coldplay.
I don't know. They just like that song. Damn, let them live.
I guess.
All right.
Let black people be in love.
To Coldplay. Yeah, yeah.
We don't right. like white shit. All
right, this is multiple choice. Who is standing in the way of control? George Michael, Christina Aguilera, or Gossip? Chad. Fucking fart noises.
Is it George Michael?
No.
Christina Aguilera?
No.
Okay, well.
The other one?
What's the other one?
Can you read them all again? Wait.
If he can't name it, he can't have the point.
No, if he can't name it, he can't have the point.
Oh, I'm trying to brain blast.
Brain blast!
I have no idea. What was it?
It's Gossip. No one gets
like
it.
I said.
There were three choices.
The Pet Shop Boys.
Do you know what's even funnier is I feel like I did know that deep down.
You probably
just
did
really
deep down.
Deep, you would just have to dig a little more.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to read
really into the gossip for a minute.
I'm going to read multiple choice. So do not buzz in until after I'm done. There are three choices. Jay-Z and his wife Beyonce compared themselves to which criminal duo in their 2003 hit? Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, Bonnie and Clyde, Frank and Jesse James. Kyle.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Damn it!
Bonnie and Clyde. We literally just answered that.
Yes!
Alright, this is a Who Am I? One person. I am the best-selling white rapper of the 2000s and go by numerous aliases. The King of Hip Hop, The Real Slim Shady.
Chad, shut the fuck up!
Are my favorite. In 2000, my collaboration with Dido made Stan a universal term, but I am not him. Who am I? Chad.
Eminem.
Eminem.
Marshall Mathers. Slim Shady. All of them. They're all the same person. All
right.
What? He should be in jail.
I'm going to read.
Oh, God.
It's a multiple choice. I'm going to read the whole thing. There are four choices. In which song does Sum 41 say, I lose my mind because I'm bending over backwards to relate? Motivation, What We're All About, Fat Lip, In Too Deep. Kyle.
In Too Deep?
You're correct.
Oh my God.
I was.
You were almost to the lyric?
All yeah, right. I was like in my head, I'm like.
All right.
Search.
All right.
Google. All
right.
We have the 200s.
We're at the 200, so these last three are 200 points.
Yikes.
This is going to be fun.
Calm down.
That's
breathe,
what I'm doing.
Kyle. Who sings the song? No, this is a multiple choice. Who sings the song Nobody Wants to Be Lonely together with Ricky Martin? Kylie Minogue, Holly Valance, Christina Aguilera. Kyle.
Christina Aguilera.
You're correct.
Alright.
What the fuck?
You can have that.
Yeah, I was like, I was gonna say Kylie Minogue.
I was also gonna say Kylie Minogue.
I can have it because I got it.
This is... I love that the bonus questions have been, like, hard. Not unintentional.
Not this unintentional? Is,
unintentional. All right. This is a Who Am I? Is one person. I began my career in a boy band, but things took off when I went solo, earning me 18 Brit Awards. My duet with Kylie Minogue was a talking point of my career, but I've proven to be a rock DJ alone. I famously have long-held interest in aliens, the paranormal, and angels. Who am I? Chad.
Tom DeLonge?
No.
What the fuck? That's factual. He is into aliens and the angels.
Whoa.
I'm gonna read it again.
Who's a fucking DJ?
I began my career in a boy band, but things took off when I went solo, earning me 18 Brit Awards. My duet with Kylie Minogue was a talking point in my career, but I've proven to be a rock DJ alone. I famously held long interest in aliens, the paranormal, and angels. Who am I?
What the fuck?
Who's in a boy band?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, who left a boy band and made it? And also British. Now I'm losing track of what years we're in the 2000s.
Of what years were in the 2000s?
Well, yeah, because I was thinking, like, One Direction, right? But then I was like, were they discovered technically in the 2000s?
You know? Yeah, but none of them went solo before then.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't recall any of them being into aliens.
Or
doing a duet with Kylie Minogue.
Or being that, like, having that long of a rap sheet. In the
Yeah.
Who is it?
Is there a multiple choice option
no.
here? Well,
I have no idea.
Because then it wouldn't be fair because she had already answered and answered wrong.
Yeah, because fucking Tom DeLonge.
Hannah.
Jason Cortez.
No, it is not me.
That's a shame.
Kyle.
No one. Trick question.
The answer is Robbie Williams.
Oh, damn it. I was thinking that.
Who the
why did
like,
you say
why
that?
Why would he be on these fucking
who the fuck is that?
He's a British singer.
Apparently.
He was
ooh, very
what,
into aliens.
What's the Boy Blue or something? What's
something
the band?
Like that,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, I've heard his name before,
Robbie
but
Williams.
I completely forgot.
This is
that
obscure
band.
Question at Trivia Night that pisses everyone off.
Yeah. This is like that one guy in the back who throws his beer. All right, this is the last 200 point question. I was about to say dollar.
And then we get to Final Jeopardy. All
right, and this is the question Chad's been waiting for all day. In which year did Daniel... This is multiple choice. In which year did Daniel Powder have a bad day? 2000, 2003, 2009, or 2005? Kyle.
2005.
You're correct.
Yeah, damn it.
Wow. It's like, it's 2005.
I had the 2005 Grammy nominee CD.
You're
get the fuck
me.
Out of here. Do you still own that?
Probably somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
All I think about is American Idol.
Catherine, read the points.
In a crazy twist of events, we have Kyle leading with 1,530 points.
God bless.
Followed by Chad with 810 points and Hannah with 460. Hi. Thanks.
Oh, God. All right. We have come to my favorite thing that I took a half hour of my lunch break to prepare.
Oh,
oh man.
Yikes.
A whole 30 minutes?
A whole 30 minutes. Probably an hour because I went back and forth making sure I was...
I like how you were like, we were too lazy to research things, so instead you spent like a really long time developing
just
this
going
game
through
instead.
It.
Okay.
He wanted to feel creative.
So this is the Guess That Song round.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Each song is worth 100 points.
Do I still have to buzz in?
You still have to buzz in.
Can I use the bathroom first?
Sure.
Should we pause for a bathroom break?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Pause.
We'll be right back, right after this message from our sponsors.
Hey dudes, it's me, Surfing Kyle, and I've got a new podcast. Because these days I'm surfing the airwaves, not the regular waves. You can come listen to me talk about some radical stuff like waves, surfboards, surfing, waves, and the boards I surf on. Hey, Hannah, get the fuck out! I'm recording a promo! Gnarly!
Great. And we're back.
That was a great commercial.
So, we are going into the fourth round. The points remain the same. There are 10 songs that you need to name. I will show you, I will play 5 seconds of the song. And then, if you don't know...
Can we buzz in at any point?
Buzz in at any point.
Okay.
If you know it. And if you don't know it, I'll play another 5 seconds.
If you don't know it, you lose a finger.
Let's see how many we lose today. All right. As long as I get my fucking Wi-Fi on.
Well, now we can't play anymore.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
And there are bonus songs that are worth 200 points.
Ooh.
I hope they're all Jessica Simpson.
They are not. All right.
Wait, are we just naming...
These are worth 100, and then there's...
Are we just naming the title or the artist?
I need the song and the artist.
Okay.
If you don't have both, you don't get it, the points.
All right.
I need both. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Heads Roll Roll by the IAS.
Correct. All right.
A bop.
Okay. So these are a little easy. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Get your freak on, my Missy Elliott.
Okay.
God. I'm determined to get my lead back.
You have no idea how hard it was to pick songs that Chad wouldn't know. All right. Oh, no, sorry. That was not it. It was on shuffle. All right, here's for real. Chad.
Dude, what's even worse is I know exactly what the song is, but I can't remember the name of it now. I answered too quick.
Yeah, that's my issue. Is like
I answered too
quick. If I only had like 4 more seconds.
This is like classic butt rock.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, is this Puddle of Mud?
No. All right, I'm going to play another 5 seconds.
Wait, why did you say no like that, Hannah? Do you know Puddle of Mud?
No, that's why I know.
You already answered.
Oh, wait, I can't answer again.
I know the band.
I know this song.
I did not know this would be this hard. I'm pretty shocked.
I can't think of the fucking title.
Well, we all know
title.
This song.
Everyone knows this. You should know this song, Hannah.
I know.
I know the title now, but I can't remember who sings it.
I'm surprised no one's Shazamming this right now. That's what I would be doing.
Do not Shazam this.
Hey, Siri.
Here, I'll skip ahead to the chorus, I think.
Yeah, see, I figured it out afterwards, but I'm like...
Hannah?
I can't... I mean, it's I Hate Everything About You.
Yes.
By Taking Back Sunday?
No.
Wrong.
Three Doors Down?
Wrong.
No, fuck! I know what it is.
Is it 3 Days
Yellow
Grace?
Yellow Card?
3 Days Grace.
Yeah. No one gets it.
It's damn it! Yellow Card!
See, that's the thing is I'm like, I know the song, but I have to dig out what it is.
Okay.
Ugh, that was a hard one. That was a toughie.
I'm
it's
surprised.
It's just so familiar.
I'm surprised. Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Oh, boy.
Kyle?
It's something Cold War Kids.
Ah!
Broken...
Is he wrong already?
he's halfway right.
Broken Boy Soldiers?
Wrong.
Is it...
Chad.
Is it Broken Social Scene by Cold War Kids?
Wrong.
No?
No. Those are two bands. Those are two fucking bands.
I know the
I don't know.
Song,
I'm trying to remember
know,
what my...
I don't think I know the title.
That's hard.
I'm just trying to remember what my iTunes said. Is it something stupid and obvious like Hang Me Out to Dry? I was
Hang Me Out to Dry by the Cold War Kids.
All right. Jesus Christ, guys.
Well, I was going to say that, but then he said obscure, and I was like, maybe he's right.
Hannah got this right.
Yeah!
Hannah got this right.
Fuck Kyle, because I was going to say that, and then he...
I'm surprised he didn't get this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just trying to make me lose.
Here's a classic that I want played at my funeral.
Oh, boy.
Is it Mormons?
Chad.
It's Get Busy by Sean Paul.
Correct.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Dude, this song, I was playing this shit last night.
Hey, Jason is Hispanic. Hey. Don't be racist, Dan.
Sean Paul's not Hispanic.
He wants his funeral to be a
bop.
A bop.
A bop.
Yeah, all right. But, you know.
Here is the sixth song.
I I do. I know. I'm so we all, bad.
I feel like this is on my playlist.
The annoying thing is if you...
What?
If you played a little bit more.
Hannah. Fuck. Do you know it?
Is it The Anthem by Good Charlotte?
Yes.
I was like, wait.
Fun fact, Hannah has the lyrics tattooed on her leg.
No, I don't. It's a podcast.
Well, show the people that.
Show us your leg.
If I had any lyrics on my body, it'd be MCR, and you know that.
That's true. Do you know her at all?
I know.
It would literally just be like, you know how like
the, like the those... first verse of Black Parade on her
thigh? No, like you know how people get
just
those...
the whole fucking song.
No, you know how like people get those tattoos of like the sound waves or whatever, yeah. And you can like
oh my god,
that's
such a good idea.
There's something like the beginning. It's like
she's gonna go through scarification of like the vinyl ribs of like My Chemical Romance.
Oh my yeah. God. If I could just get all of their songs just like
in order,
like album, like full albums. All right.
Here's the next one.
I figured.
We get
Jesus,
it,
Chad. Go easy on the people.
All for you, but Janet Jackson.
You're correct. All right, here's the next one.
Just the sound like triggers such a reaction.
I'm triggered right now. Like I have to go call my therapist. I can feel my bangs growing back.
Gotta go pretend to slip my wrists in the bathroom.
I can feel my skater shoes returning to my feet.
Osiris sent you an email at the end of the
I get a call from Etnies.
Well, it's definitely something that's played in Journeys.
Oh, totally. Yes.
Oh,
maybe to this day.
To this day, this should still be played.
It's probably on in Journeys right now.
I don't know the title of this song.
Me either. Like, I think I know the artist. I know it. I feel like I know
like so many bands.
Oh,
no. This song still knocks.
It does, yeah. I mean,
this song still knocks. I can't lie.
I think that is a fabrication.
Can't lie. Does no one know?
I have no idea.
God, we're going to go through the whole song.
I think we should just tell them, because I think at this point...
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
I mean, copyright, I'm just going to cut the whole thing out anyways. Don't waste my time.
Yeah, okay. It is Crawling in the Dark by Hoobastank.
I was like, it's Crawling in the Dark, but I'm like, who the fuck sings this?
Yeah.
It's because this is so different than The Reason.
Yeah.
We have a mutual friend that was in love with this band and thought the lead guy was so fucking hot.
Is this a bonus?
Is this a bonus?
Oh, that's really funny.
I'm not joking you.
I thought it was someone else.
I just bring it up.
Oh my god.
Bring it up and her fucking clothes will fly off.
I'm like, hey, so I think I'm gonna go to a Hoobastank.
You wanna go? Dude, I got an extra ticket.
She will flip.
She will be like, I'll go, but let's buy tickets.
Okay.
Oh my god, like that time she was trying to sell me on buying
tickets. Here's the next one. I didn't realize how hard this was gonna be for you guys.
Ah!
Chad.
Because of you, Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Alright. So these are the last two.
Yes.
These are the last two in the round. Hannah.
Oh fuck.
Wrong guy.
Hey.
Oh, what's her face?
Stop it.
This is hilarious.
Oh, I'm not gonna write you a love song by Sarah Bareilles.
Yes. But the song itself is just called Love Song.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so you got it. Alright, here's
the... It was there.
Here's the last one in the round. I'm fucking dying! I have played 2 seconds of this song.
What is The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls?
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Wait, are these extra points?
Yeah. No, that one. Okay. So that last one was mine. So these next three are worth 200 points.
You held up three.
Three songs.
Yeah, there are three. Oh. These next three songs. God,
learn to read, Hannah.
Well, he said 200. Read what? Read
I don't know.
Read.
I can guarantee everyone in this room is bad at math.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, props. I don't, okay. Like, these scores, arts degrees. Yeah. I can't guarantee that are these estimated. Scores are accurate, because...
I love that you wrote Hannah's quote there.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Thanks. Saving it for later.
None of the points matter.
Okay, so here's the first bonus song.
I'm sorry, it was early. My finger slipped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this was a letter.
Yeah, I for sure thought this was a Hello Goodbye song.
Oh, I thought it was an MCR song.
Like, you were singing the lyrics.
I know,
you're,
but
you're
I'm
mouthing
so,
this.
I'm so bad with names. Oh!
Hannah.
Flavor of the week. Oh, fuck. What's the band?
Is it Mariana Stretch?
It is not, but I wish.
Mariana Stretch? What the fuck?
No.
No, I brought it. Is Mariana Stretch on this? Because
no.
It's important.
No, it's not.
I don't think they're barely on Jason's radar.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
Get it together.
I was trying to be like well-rounded in this playlist.
Who is it?
Oh...
Come on.
I don't know the artist.
Then you don't get it.
Fine.
Kyle.
Is it Flavor of the Week, Sum 41?
Wrong.
No. Even I knew that.
Can you play me like...
The Whites Have Failed.
2 seconds.
You don't know anything about her. Nintendo.
This is a great song. I would not have remembered. No, it's like an obscure, like this is the only song I know by them.
But
who is it?
It's Flavor of the Week, correct, by American Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have remembered that.
Yeah, no.
So no one gets that.
Damn it.
I remember American Hi-Fi, but I don't remember any of their music. Other than,
yeah,
I
guess exactly.
That song. Yeah, right.
No, I don't know that song.
Okay.
Oh, really? It's a good one.
I feel like maybe the video is more famous.
Here's a...
I have not seen the video.
Here's the next one.
I'm not white. I like how these are way harder.
I don't know this song.
I went real deep into, like...
I was gonna say.
Vague.
Real deep indie for this shit. 2000s indie.
I feel like this is someone like The Hives.
No.
Kyle would know.
Kyle's like, no, this is not Hives. This is not Hives quality.
Obviously.
This is not The Shins.
Rubs Shins.
I've heard it, but I would not have been able to tell you the name.
Oh, I've never heard this song. Ever. Fuck. In my whole life.
I think Kyle knows deep in his soul.
Somewhere.
Come on, dig it up. Or else we're just going to have like...
I mean, there's going to be like trauma that comes up with it, though.
Do you really want to go through that?
We're just
going to
have like a really long pause of silence.
All right, I can get rid of that song.
Are we doing a new one?
Yeah, you'll just get a new one.
Okay.
So the song is Golden Scans by The Klaxons.
I never would have
guessed
that.
They were British indie. All right.
They definitely sounded British.
Yeah, all right. So here's your replacement song.
I also do not know this song, but I have a feeling, Chad.
No, I don't know this. Like, I can't remember the who sings this shit, but it's like I recognize the song.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is that sound?
Yeah, it's just the windows.
All right.
Is it Korn?
No. Incorrect. Wild.
Well, I was gonna guess Freak on a
Break. Is it Creed?
I don't know.
Have you listened to Creed?
No.
This is Creed?
Oh,
It makes a lot of sense once you, like, know who it is.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it might be Limp Bizkit.
You're halfway right.
Do you know the title?
It's yeah. Limp something.
It's Limp something.
Don't stare at me. I don't.
What? I already answered. I can't answer again. I already said Korn.
Yeah, this is all on Kyle because I have no idea.
I have no idea.
My guess was Creed, so.
That's so sad.
Is it One of Them Days by Limp Bizkit?
It's called Break Stuff by Olympics. By Limp Bizkit.
Ah, so he doesn't get anything.
All right, fine. I'll replace it because, like, apparently these are really hard.
These are
Here's a second replacement song. Fuck.
Why couldn't you replace it with something like Katy Perry?
Sorry, hold on.
Hey, why are we going late 2000?
Sorry. Give me a sec. I have to go deep into this shit.
Here's
a good one, and let's see how fast you are. Hannah.
Paper Planes at MIA.
Great. Were you just trying to finish this round?
I was just trying to finish this round. Alright, this is the last one.
Oh, okay.
I promise it's easy.
Can't Get Enough of You, Baby by Smash Mouth.
Wrong.
Ah, I know this song!
You fucked it up.
No, wait, let me answer again.
No.
Fucking mad.
Oh, wow.
As someone who listens to their podcast, I know the answer.
If you are a fan of this, I talked about this song in deep.
Give me the fucking points. I know
no!
the song.
I mean, like, redacted. I know the song, but I couldn't let
it. Do you give up?
Yes.
It's Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth. That's why I'm mad.
I thought
because...
it was Smash Mouth, but I didn't. Oh,
that's,
I have
that's
no
Smash
idea.
Mouth as fuck. Smash
that's
Mouth.
Why I'm mad because I knew it was Smash Mouth, but it fucking gets the wrong song.
That was Smash Mouth as fuck, guys.
It was.
If I would have waited 2 seconds more, I would have known exactly the song.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So, what Hannah was the only one that got the 200 points?
The only one.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, she was the furthest behind.
What, was that our last round?
Oh, shit. They weren't 200 points, they were 500 points.
You motherfucker!
So add that up, add 300 more. My bad. I even wrote it. This is worth 500 points. And I totally forgot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there no final Jeopardy?
There is. The last round is...
Do we have to bet?
The last round is 10 questions.
Should we stab someone?
And there are 100 points each. And you can now wager how many points you put up.
And you guys are all close enough together that...
That anyone
round,
could win this fucking
yeah,
game.
Anyone can win. Should okay. I read out our scores?
Yeah, yes. Read the scores.
Read the scores.
So right now we have Kyle still in the lead with 1,530 points, closely followed by Chad with 1,410 points, and Hannah following not too far behind with 1,260 points.
Okay. How did I get 10? Where did that number
the
go?
The first round was 10.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
yeah, you started with 1.
Yeah, because you had 110.
Great.
Wait, how many do I have? Okay.
Yeah. Let's hope these questions are...
So if you
decent.
Get at least 200 more, like, if you gain at least 200,
did you not
you're
prep
ahead of
this game before you decide to...
So we can lose points now?
I'm sorry, is this a podcast that is organized and prepared?
He does research.
This is the one time I just let the cards
He spent 30 minutes doing that one round.
Play the cards.
Couldn't prep the game.
I mean, I let you guys in my house. And
prep
that was,
the game.
That was my contribution.
That was the first mistake.
You couldn't prep the game.
That was the first mistake.
I sound like right. a character from, like, Alice in Wonderland.
I know, it's like, game of
Clue. Prep the game.
Oh, it's just the table, not prepared. All right, so
like a Mad Hatter.
I'm going to read the question and options. When you buzz in, you say how much you want to bet, and then you answer.
Bet. Wait, do we wait until the end of the multiple choice?
Yeah, end of the multiple choice, ring, and then you give, like, I'll wager 200 on this, whatever.
Okay.
So these are lyrics. And there's multiple choice. The simple line, I never seem to get a lot, was taken from which hit song by Gym Class Heroes? Cookie Jar, Stereo Hearts, or Cupid's Chokehold? Chad.
I will wager 400 points.
Yes.
And it's Cupid's Chokehold?
You are correct.
I know one song by them, so.
That should be the only song you know.
It is not.
Fun fact, the lead singer, Travis, used to date Katy Perry back when she had black hair. Like her first.
Black Katy Perry.
I thought you were going to take back when she was black.
No, it was her first
album. Black Katy Perry.
Yeah, the song Circle the Drain on Teenage Dream is actually supposedly about him.
Supposedly.
And his drug addiction.
Interesting.
I'm all about facts. Can you cite something there?
I'm all about facts here. If you want to know more about it, go to Wikipedia.
Great.
Google is free, bitch.
So this is a multiple choice regular question. In 2001, Leonard Cohen released a new album. What was it called? 1. 10 new songs, 12 new songs, 4 new songs, 1 new song. Chad.
I'll wager 10 points. Is it 1 new song?
Wrong. Kyle.
I'll wager 200 points.
Alex.
That it's 10 new songs.
And you are correct.
Yes!
Nice.
See, I feel like he would have been more fun if he would have named it 1 new song.
And then it wasn't, but he's so direct, you know?
Well, fuck him for not being
this
funny.
Is a very topical question after what was released the other
day.
Oh,
no.
This is a multiple choice. You'll get it.
Is this a song about the border?
No. No, it's not about the border.
Shutdown.
I feel like I already know where this
is
going.
No, this is a multiple choice question. R. Kelly raps about being hot.
Yikes.
In which famous song?
Wait, say it again?
R. Kelly raps about being hot and fresh in the kitchen in which famous song? I'm a Florid Ignition, I Wish the World's Greatest. Chad.
Ignition.
How many points do you wager?
I shall wager 500 points.
Okay. You're supposed to do the wager
first. So that's
first.
A yes?
Yes, that is
sorry.
That is correct.
I mean...
Fuck
I mean...
Fuck Chad.
No, R. Kelly is canceled. We can't listen to his music.
Yeah, we can. That's why I said it's topical.
Just
after the documentary you put out the other day.
Oh, that docu-series.
Bleep out his name.
Yeah.
My favorite thing on programming... Here's a fun thing. Before they showed the premiere of R. Kelly's documentary, they did the Aaliyah movie beforehand, and then they showed the R. Kelly doc.
Wow.
BT messy.
That wasn't sensitive at all. That was not sensitive to my trigger.
Do not appreciate it.
Oh my fuck. These are lyrics, and I will, it's multiple choice. So here's the lyric. Let's rearrange, I wish you were a stranger, I could disengage. What song is this from? What lyric is this from? Over My Head by The Fray, Let You Go, Ashley Parker Angel, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, It Ends Tonight, The All-American Rejects.
Over My Head, 200?
200?
Yes. Also, on the card, they spell All-American Reject, but without plural. It's just
what?
One reject.
It's just one reject.
It's just one reject.
Oh, they're just
Tyson
trying to,
Ritter.
They're just trying to say the band is a reject.
Oh my god, okay. This
whoa,
be
wait,
great.
That Bionicle commercial that they
stop!
Bionicle. That's like when I say that Emma Roberts of Aquamarine fame.
JoJo of Aquamarine.
Oh my god. Rest in peace. What group sings the rock songs Rollin', My Generation, My Way, Nas, Limp Bizkit, Young Jeezy?
Wait, what?
What singer group sings the hits Rollin', My Generation, My Way, Nas, Limp Bizkit, or Young Jeezy? How much do you wager, Kyle?
100 points.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit?
You're correct.
Yeah, well, it has
Limp
to be.
Limp Bizkit is
it's definitely not Nas.
It's the only one that's a group because
yeah.
It said,
it's
said
a group.
Group.
It's like,
you
it's like the other two.
I should have reworded it.
Yeah, well.
I'm mad.
This is another multiple choice. Make sure to wage before you say it. Who fell in love with a girl in 2001? The White Stripes, Andre 3000, the Libertines. Kyle.
1,500 points.
Okay.
The White Stripes. Okay.
Wait, wow. I need your math. Hold on.
Well, fuck Kyle.
You said 1,500?
Yeah. This is why you can't trust anyone named Guy.
Oh, I have to do so much typing.
Well, you're using emojis. That was your first mistake.
That's my fault. I shouted, use emojis.
Use emojis! Dumbass. Alright. This is a multiple choice. What singer's hits include If I Could Fall in Love, Dig In, and American Woman? Michael Jackson, Lenny Kravitz, Prince, Willie Mason. I'm gonna restart that because you both like to. Michael Jackson, Lenny Kravitz, Prince, or Willie Mason? Kyle. He did it after you ranked in early.
500 points.
Okay.
Lenny Kravitz.
You are correct. All right. I spit on my thing.
Amazing.
Call me. I'm going to hate this question so much, and I hope someone gets it.
Not as much as I hate you.
I was going to say, Chad is just staring out the window, which also happens to be the opposite direction of Jason.
All right. Oh, God, I hate this so much.
Oh, no.
Get through it, bud.
No, just because it's going to be... All right. Who wrote an album dedicated to Emma forever ago? One, the Courtneyers, two, Bon Iver, three, the Strokes. Chad.
What?
How much do you wager?
Bon Iver.
How much do you wager?
Oh, sorry. All of the marbles.
All of it?
You have to call it a true daily double.
So.
All right.
That's not my cup.
All right.
I feel like that question should have been given to me. I mean, look at me. Come on.
I know. That's why I was like, I don't want to say this. And then Kyle's like, right here.
Well, that just makes me think about those videos that was circulating on Tumblr around that time when they were trying to... They were like, this is how you truly pronounce Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Well, I used to always say Bon Iver, but then it's just like,
I would say Bon Iver.
I was always a Bon Iver.
I was in a record store, and I said...
I love that this is how it started.
I said, do you guys have the new Bon Iver album? And he went, yeah, we don't have the new Bon Iver album. I was like, how did you get hired here?
Get out of here, man.
Hey, Bon Iver is nothing but...
Bon Iver is the Bon Iver cover band.
He's literally just musical Thorazine. That's all it is.
Oh, my god!
It's like, do you need to take a nap? Listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my god.
Chill out.
Do you need time to kill? Listen to Bon Iver.
It's what you listen to in those, like, soothing, tantric places. Like, they switch that out. They throw it in there with the Inya and the Dido just to...
Yeah.
Yeah. In 20 years, we will be in doctor's
office waiting
rooms.
They start, like, in, like, a massage parlor.
Yeah. Yes. No, I should add him to my When You're Driving at Night and Feeling Existential playlist.
Yes.
Because right now,
yes,
it's all Evanescence, Inya, and a little bit of...
Why Evanescence?
Why do you need any more than...
not Evanescence.
Why do you need any more than Evanescence?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be existential.
Yeah, just listen to Haunted on repeat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the entire album of Haunted.
Oh my god.
Alright, this is multiple choice. Who looked good on the dance floor in 2006? Jamie Foxx, Girls Aloud, or the Arctic Monkeys? Chad. How much do you... What the fuck?
Sorry.
How much do you wager?
300.
Okay.
Is it Jamie Foxx?
Wrong. You lose 300 points.
Okay, calm the fuck down, bitch.
Can you read the options again?
I know this.
It is... Well, now the options are only Girls Aloud or the Arctic Monkeys. Kyle.
8 points.
Okay.
The Arctic Monkeys.
You are correct. Why 8 points?
Yeah, they're just goes like, you look so good on the
dance floor. He's trying to do that fucking thing on Jeopardy where they just say,
$1? 3 points. $1, Alex?
You said 8 points?
Yeah. Do that math, you Catherine.
Bitch. You're that asshole on Price is Right who's just like,
$1.
What did the last person say?
$2,000. $2,001. Drew.
No.
All right, so.
I just want to say, I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to win.
This right. isn't RuPaul's best friend.
And Kyle sashays away.
It's not RuPaul's race either. Oh,
Kyle,
are you sure?
Kyle Sachet is away. Alright, this is a Who Am I, so it's only one artist. And please be ready, because I hate how easy this is. I am famous for my powerhouse voice and tumultuous private life, which resulted in my going to rehab, although I said no, 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 Who Am I?
Damn it.
Chad, because you went early.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
I would like to wager. Sorry, I would like to wager everything that I have.
It was out.
Yeah,
yes,
no.
No.
No, because no, I have to give it because that happened to him too. So it's like,
did it?
Where's my point?
Did you get one right?
Oh.
What?
What?
She didn't get one right.
Wait, do I get the points or no?
Yeah, you get the points.
Jesus, damn it.
You better start.
I want a recount.
You're sorry.
I'm picking
that's
a new
too
sound.
Bad, Kyle.
Listen to this whole thing again. So recount the points.
Yeah, what? I'm not doing that.
Sorry.
All right, ready?
I'm just trying out sound effects now.
This is a multiple choice answer. What was Adele chasing in 2008? Sidewalks, cars, money, or pavements?
Yeah. Sidewalks.
How much do you wager?
All money.
All the money.
Wait, what did you say?
What
did you say?
Oh, pavements.
Yeah, pavements.
Is that what you said, though? Play it back.
You did it for both of them.
Well, will let it slide, even though she's.
I love Catherine's doing math right now.
Shut up. Look, I'm just trying to be accurate.
Could you see Catherine as a cashier during Black Friday? Just like under immense pressure, just
collapses. No, because the thing is, cash registers will give you how much change you need back and stuff, so you don't really have to do math.
Little math involved.
Anyway,
hey, she has to find the volume of our points right now.
And like, you guys are starting to get into weird numbers, so.
That 8 points really did it, huh?
Right.
Yeah, you ass.
See, Chad is still easy.
Okay, alright, so.
Chad's easy?
After all these
Chad's easy.
Well, I evened myself out because I was just like, I'll wager 10 points.
Ah, yeah, I see.
Alright, so be ready because this is easy.
Be ready.
Be very ready. This is a multiple choice. Who penned a song for Delilah asking what it's like in New York City? The Fray, The Verve, Tyler Hilton, Play White Tees.
Play White Tees! 1,000!
Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised you only said 1,000. I know, I panicked and said it.
I wish you could see this because Hannah's like shaking.
Hey, it's.
When
this
I know
is for
something.
All the marbles.
This is really for all the marbles,
guys. This
is
a very anxious time for him. Always. Can I change my wager?
No way it's that. No
We've all
way.
Suddenly just
no,
got...
No, because he keeps doubling it.
Oh, my God.
We've just all
this
suddenly
is insane.
Got very competitive.
Yeah, I asked Chad earlier, are you competitive? He was like, yeah. I'm like, your body won't let you just jump answer this way. All right. I think this is easy, but...
We'll see.
Just be ready. Who rocketed to success in 2009 with Kiss with a Fist? Lady Gaga, The XX, Florence and the Machine, Lana Del Rey. Chad, you win early.
Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
I would like to wager everything that I have, please.
See, you keep doing this!
I don't know what else to do!
You have to ask for the wager before you get confirm that
y'all know
right.
that!
Penalize him!
No points for Jason! I'm pretty sure I know this, but I'm gonna double check. I don't trust myself.
Fine. I was gonna say, you only get 100 points. Because
it's getting big.
Yeah, only give him 100 points.
Yeah,
I need you guys. So we're only doing 100
yeah,
points?
Yeah, just give him 100 points. Because he's a cheater. I can't.
Well, fuck you, bitch.
I'm trying here.
It's your fault for not asking me the money.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
Show me the money.
I'm trying to find like a hard question. Because like, I feel like the next one's like, too fucking good.
I mean, honestly, you and Kyle are really close.
Cool.
Now we have to wait for Quizmaster.
Just to pit you guys against each other.
So is it a lie?
Come on, Quizmaster.
I'm trying. Game Master. Riverdale.
You can't just say it.
Gargoyle King. Come
something,
on.
Something.
Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Oh.
This one's great. Okay. I'm going to add more questions because it's getting heated.
What?
Heated.
Well, it'll
Jason's
give
Jason's enjoying what? It too much.
It'll give you a chance to catch up.
You have a whole game there.
Shut the
play
fuck
game?
Up, Hannah. Jesus.
Oh my God.
I'm Quizmaster.
Okay.
All right. Move out. So these are lyrics with a multiple choice answer. Move out of my way. I know you're feeling me because you like it like this. Is a line from which song by which artist? Girls Aloud, Miley Cyrus, Kylie Minogue, or Steps? Chat.
Kylie, sorry, hold on, let me bet first. I would like to do everything I have, and then it's Kylie Minogue.
Cool.
Let's Get Out of My Way by Kylie Minogue.
He's correct.
It's like her best song. Well,
He's
in my
humble,
it's like that and Time Bomb.
I don't know what's happening.
Hey, go home and listen to some Kylie Minogue. It's some great bops.
If you all want to win, you're going to have to step your game up. Just putting that up.
I really thought I
just
want to
be Kyle, so.
I mean...
You did for a while.
If we combine our points, can we be Chad?
Not anymore. No.
Not anymore.
Chad is literally Kaiba.
Like, before he just doubled it, you probably could have. Well,
yeah,
we'll
like, really just
that.
Compounds
okay.
now.
I cannot...
I'm just doubling down on answers.
You don't
right
think
now.
It's real?
All right, so this is... You should be ready for this shit. Taylor Swift first came to mainstream attention in 2009 with her song about Romeo and Juliet.
That's
what
like,
was the name
sorry.
Of this song?
It's all right.
This is a weird option. Tim McGraw, Should Have Said No, Bad Blood, or Love Story?
Yes!
What do you wager?
With double... Love Story.
Bitch.
Should have done more than double. I can't do more than double. That's okay.
Double.
You can't.
Can
okay.
You
everything Chad has.
Yeah. Whatever
Chad
has.
I didn't know that.
All right.
How do you think waitress works?
Okay.
I don't know anything about gambling.
This will be interesting if someone gets this.
Oh, no. Is it a multiple choice?
This is multiple choice. So just be ready. Which country band or artist sings the song All Your Life? The Dixie Chicks, Carrie Underwood, or the band Perry? Chad, what do you wager?
I wager 10 points.
The confidence.
Wait, what were my options again?
Oh my god.
Sorry.
The Dixie Chicks, Carrie Underwood, or the band Perry?
Is it the band Perry?
You're correct. Wow.
Fuck Chad.
Take your 10 points.
Take your 10 points, fucker.
Well, because I was going to say the band Perry first, but I was just like, wait, was... I'm what like, were the is it Dixie ones? Chicks?
Yeah.
I'm like...
All right, this is an easy one. Whose Sex Was on Fire in 2008? It's multiple choice.
I know, I'm waiting.
The Killers, The Fray, The Kings of Leon. Oh, I have to do that again, sorry. All right, I'm going to read it. Kings of Leon, The Killers, or The Fray.
Motherfucker.
Kings of Leon.
You're correct. How much you wait for?
Is all of it.
No, it's 100 now. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
It's all of it. Chad's winning.
I mean.
And now that I'm winning, I care about rules.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
That's how America works. Once you start winning, you care about rules.
So, we can either do this for this last one. We can either just make it 1,000,000 points and see whoever fucking wins. Just a winner-take-all question. Or we'll do, the same old betting.
I think we should do the same old.
Same old betting. All right,
same
cool.
Old. Okay, well.
Born, this is who am I? Born Ashley Beth Moore. I have a very colorful stage presence name, unlike most girls. I am famous for my pop-punk personality. It's been stated that I get the party started, but I think I am misunderstood. Who am I?
Pink?
How much do you wager?
Too late. It's already 100.
All of it.
I mean, it's too late. He already answered, so he can't.
No.
I mean,
you guys don't even keep up with your rules.
You guys just say shit.
I told you, now that I have a bunch of points, I care about
it. I know.
If it makes you feel any better, that changed nothing.
God. Let me find... I don't know if
I thought that was
hard.
The last one.
Yeah, you said that was the last one. You're like, bitch.
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to find, like, if there's a hard one. I want to give someone a chance to make this funner.
Funner isn't a word.
Funner.
I feel like when I doubled my points the first time, I really opened a can of worms.
You did. You fucked it up. This is your fault, Kyle.
Yeah.
Give me a white stripes.
Oh, your fault, Kyle.
So that is the end of the 2000s game. Thank you all for playing.
Wait, are we reading points?
Kill me.
We are.
No one wins. You all have to leave.
Yeah. We are gonna. I mean, somebody wins, but really the people who are listening lose.
I won. I won. Everyone should
know
that.
Shut the fuck up. Read the results, Catherine.
What are my points? They're astronomical.
Should I
start from the loser to the winner?
I was winning before this round. Remember that, people.
So, in our third place, we have Kyle with 7,676 points.
Kyle is crying.
Bet.
In second place, we have Hannah with 15,680 points. And right above Hannah, we have our winner, Chad, with 17,410 points.
I cannot believe this worked out better than I thought.
Cool. I'm just glad I won.
Why?
Shut up. I'm also glad that someone else beat Kyle other than just me.
I know, like... The white man loses again.
We went on quite the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
I sure. did.
Are we doing albums of the week?
Oh, there's five of us.
Also, the holidays just happened. What came out?
No.
Or is it a new album?
No, it's not a new album.
No, we do a 2000s album of the week. Cool. You don't listen to us.
Bro.
Well, get with the program, Kyle.
We're not inviting Kyle back until he
Fuck
listens
you.
To our podcast.
I know. What a dick.
Well, now I definitely will. I'm on it.
You have to listen to at least 3 episodes and take notes.
Yes.
We have analytics. We'll
okay.
know.
Can you cut that out?
We'll know where you are. We know where you live.
Oh, yeah. Let's do albums of the week.
Kyle's a fake fan.
So are we doing albums of the week?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll post them. It's wow. live. All right. Let's do it.
Can we start on that end?
Let's see. I should have come prepared for this, shouldn't I?
Oh, I came prepared.
Right. What,
should I go?
What is yours?
Because every time I come on here, I feel like you fucking blindside me. You're like, album of the week. I'm like, oh!
Well, that's because
that's with a car.
First time you came, we never told you that that was something yeah. we did. And that was
and
so
I
early
also
in
didn't
our
tell
days.
Catherine that you were coming or some shit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm full of surprises. I love it.
Yeah, well, I just like not feeling like Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. But anyway.
White. Blonde. Southern.
I don't know. It was just a little
Oscar
average.
Winning.
It was an elaborate joke. But anyway. So my album of the week is Hook Me Up by the Veronicas.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. I looked into it and everything. I was like, is this from the 2000s?
Yeah, wait. Now I'm wondering. I'll just plug it anyway. Pocket full of kryptonite. Spin Doctors, because we got to keep them alive in everyone's memory.
What year did that come out?
Is that their first one?
Might be.
If it's the one with two princes on it, then it is. That's from like...
The 90, only album
I think it's
matters.
From like 94.
Okay, that is not...
Oh, what? I was like, what are you playing?
Oh, Kyle has audio of himself showering.
It's even older than that.
It's older than 94?
Yeah, way older.
What?
Yeah. It's like 1991.
Oh,
you're gonna have to think of something else.
Yeah, you're way off. You're a whole decade behind.
All right, Hannah, go. Just cut that out.
The one I want, though, is in 2010. Can it count?
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah, close
yes.
enough.
Danger Jays and the True Lives and the Fabulous Killjoys. Happy 2019, bitches.
This house isn't high enough for you to jump out of.
Next time.
They're still constantly asking me to.
Hey, we're not looking for her to die. We're just looking for her to get a little bit of an injury.
I think the fall would kill Catherine because you're tinier. It would just mildly hurt a little bit.
Great. I'm glad you fought this.
Yeah, part. Really.
Or would it not hurt her at all and she would just catch onto a tree?
Probably I'm going to choose...
Depends on which window you're looking out.
I'm going to choose Late Registration by Kanye West.
Good one.
I'm going to go with the last one that was playing on my Spotify, which was the self-titled album by the Scissor Sisters.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I'll give you the White Stripes' second album, Distill.
Thank you for giving me that.
Thank you for your contribution.
Thanks. You get it. You like Jack White.
It's got some good stuff.
So
get a bassist.
I didn't tell Catherine our topic for next week, but I think it's funny.
Oh,
it's a long way. I promise it's a long way to topic. Since it is a new year, it's only right that we talk about new metal.
Sorry.
I've been saving that for a week. We're going to talk about new metal.
I love that you sat on that terrible joke.
I sat on it
so
for a
long.
Week.
How long did it take you to like think of that?
Formulate, yeah.
Solid few seconds in the shower.
And then you told no one because you knew that they would tell you it was bad.
Yes.
And then just saved it for us.
I don't need validation.
Like a fart that had been gestating for weeks.
Hold on.
And on that.
There
oh, boy.
And now we leave. Bye.
Goodbye.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.